Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
Really?
Dan.
I'm Shannon.
Joe.
Shannon's back again. And last week we had a winner of our contest, Nicole Baker.
Yes.
And she apparently happy that she won the tickets, and she's not eligible for this one.
No, she's also refusing to take me to the movies with her because she thinks that would be unfair.
Yep.
So she's taking Mrs. X with her to the movies.
Oh, all right. We still got to come up with a name for Mrs. X.
I don't know if I should approach this topic. It's kind of controversial.
Oh, then approach it. We don't shy away from anything.
I'm referring this to, I'm going to call this subject, what's a little bestiality between friends?
Don't even tell me. This is the the guy with the the cow?
The cow guy, yes. Oh, Joe's from Connecticut, so he knows. He's probably heard all about this. Would you like to break it down, or should I break it down?
Go ahead. You have it all written down.
Apparently, two gentlemen of sorts were arrested for having sex with a cow. One for performing the act, and the other one for recording it.
Yep.
One of the gentlemen, Reed Fontaine, used to work for the Farmington school system.
Amazing.
Yep.
It gets a little bizarre. Did you read? Do you know all the details of this?
Yeah, it sounded like the farmer was
was
something. His cows were acting weird or whatever.
They weren't pursuit of milk. But did you hear all the details about this particular thing?
Oh, about what they were doing? No.
Apparently, Mr. Fontaine covered himself in green Jell-O prior to it, and I swear one report says, I don't know how it happened, a news crew actually showed up while it was happening. Apparently, I don't know if the farmer maybe set up some surveillance cameras.
Yeah, he
somewhere.
Did set up surveillance.
So he must have called, a news crew showed up, the guy who was videoing took off. And did you hear what happened to the cow?
No.
This is probably the saddest part. I guess the cow was so traumatically shocked that committed suicide, ran into the road, was hit and killed. So,
death by green Jell-O.
And I was just thinking, though, it's like, because the reason why I want to bring this up is I actually have two really good puns that I want to use for the story.
Nice.
So I had to bring the story up. But, you know, I was just wondering what the conversation was between these two guys, you know, when they got to the patch, you know, where the cows were. Did, you know, were they saying, take a look at the teats on that one? Or did Mr. Fontaine find that cow utterly irresistible? That's it. Those are my two puns. I had to do it.
Man.
But seriously, I don't know what conversation. I mean, you would think they had to be drunk.
You would hope. But have you ever been to Farmington?
No.
Where did he think he was going to run away to?
No, this happened in New York.
He was from New York.
Well, that's even worse. There's nothing up there. Where did he think he was going to run to and hide?
I think he's lucky that the guy just called the cops.
Yeah, and the guy didn't shoot him.
Yeah, that's what I would expect would have been done.
That poor cow.
But yeah, I mean, how bad? I mean, what? Think about it. I mean, I think this is how I present it to the guy if he's on trial. If I was a judge after they found him guilty, I'd say, do you realize that cow committed suicide after? Because I'm imagining that's what the cow looked at me like, what the hell? Green Jell-O, really?
I don't understand what the point of the green Jell-O was. Like, I don't understand the whole concept to begin with. But I especially don't understand the green Jell-O part. Do cows like Jell-O?
I don't know. I try
was it
not
supposed to make him more acceptable to the cow?
I wasn't thinking. I didn't want to get into his mindset because that scares me. Perhaps it was maybe a lubricant of sort? I don't know.
So was this at night?
I'm guessing. Because if you did it during the day, you got a lot of balls.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Maybe the green Jell-O, you know, reflects different off the
they can't see like me if I'm wearing the Jell-O.
No, maybe it makes him look like an alien or something.
Maybe it was camouflage. I don't know. But
how do you sit there and say, hey, man, you know what? Can you see those cows over there? I'm going to put some Jell-O on it. And I want you to record it.
Yeah. Yes. The only, see is perhaps they were at the bar and this guy got drunk and his buddy's with him and saying, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go have sex with a cow. And his buddy's just egging him on, like, yeah, you, that sounds like a great idea. I'm going to post this on YouTube or something.
Well, this, and it's not like this was the first time this had happened, because the farmer had said, there's something wrong with my cow. Yeah. Something's going on. I want to see what's... So clearly, this was not his first time doing this. Whether the Jell-O was involved before or not, we don't know, but...
Yeah, it reminds me of like one of my lie detector questions I had when I was going for the job. The guy, he's like, so, have you ever been with any animals? And I just look at him.
Did you ask him?
I'm like, what? And then he goes... He's like, you know, I don't care if you were a teenager, you know, and had the dog lick your balls, but he's like, I just want to make sure you're not a regular on the farm.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit of peanut butter here and there.
It's just like, it just catches you off guard. You're like, what?
Did you ask him if anyone failed that question?
That's the thing. And he was also saying, he's like, yeah, don't lie, you know. People, they actually fail that portion, but they'll go back and tell their buddies that they failed because they used to smoke weed.
Oh, man.
I was like, man. It was like, and it's a serious interview and all that, so you're like trying to keep a straight face.
Well, you know what they say, once you go cow,
yeah.
I can't think of anything that rhymes with it. I'm calling this my twit of the week, because the guy is... The Twitter of the week is, I'm referring to whoever posts the stupidest thing on Twitter. And Mr. Steve Elkington won this week.
What did Mr. Steve Elkington
say? Did you hear about this?
No.
Apparently he tweeted this. This was a tweet. ESPN reporting Michael Sam is leading the handbag throw at the NFL Combine. No one else expected to throw.
I read that was the PGA golfer, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's heard the one about the PGA golfer that made fun of the gay football player. Yeah, the football player kicked his ass. Apparently, he's trying to backtrack and saying that he was just upset that instead of just covering him, they're making the big deal that he's a gay football player and just covering him. I don't know if I buy that or not, but
I think Twitter is very dangerous for people that have some bad ideas in their head. They get it out real quick, and then you can never fully delete it.
Yep. Once it's out there, it's out there.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you do have to sit there and type it. So there had to be some, like, should I really hit this enter button?
Well, I think part of our society's failure right now is people don't have that pause anymore. Everything is so fast, and so this is the go, that they just go, and they don't think before they hit send.
Yeah, and then it's too late.
And then, on top of that, I don't really want to go into too much on that, other than that I think apparently Michael Sam didn't really help himself that much at the Combine.
Oh, he totally punked out of the Combine.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
So I think he just gave a lot of execs a bailout excuse if they want to.
But it doesn't matter, though, because look at, like Zach Thomas and all those guys. Yeah. If you're a football player, you know how to play the game. Yeah. You're gonna be able to play the game. You're not the number one defensive player in the best conference for no reason.
And then apparently, Paula Deen has some empathy there, because she compared her struggles to that, and I quote, "the black football player who recently came out."
Yep.
Good old Paula Deen.
That was after she got on Michael or Robert Irving and rode him like a cow.
What was this?
Like, they were doing some kind of Food Network thing, or I don't know if it was related to Food Network or not, but Robert Irvine, the guy that does Restaurant Impossible.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Apparently he got down on all fours and she sat on his back and like, woohoo, yee-hawed, like a cowgirl. And that was like the day before she made the statement.
Why?
I don't know. She said nobody can beat her down or something. I don't know. Well, first of all, why would Robert Irvine let her do that? And her significant other's watching this whole thing go on.
She was... What is she? She's like, was she a wrestler or what?
I don't know.
Robert Irvine's wife. I thought she was like a diva or something. Like,
oh, I don't know about Robert. I was talking about Paula Deen's husband.
Paula Deen's husband was watching. Yeah. Oh, well, he ain't gonna do nothing.
No.
She's the money maker. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever you want, honey.
Yep.
Ride them good.
I've met her before. She's really nice. She uses a lot of butter. It's great. I love butter.
but no, I read that and I felt like, really? You're comparing the two.
Well, it just goes to prove that, you know, I was kind of upset because if you took some stuff that I said 25 years ago, I'm sure I said some pretty stupid stuff back then. But it just goes to show that she says stupid stuff now, too.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of 25 years ago, or not really, just an unsmooth segue, guess whose birthday it is tomorrow? It is Shannon's birthday tomorrow.
And Dr. Seuss's.
And Dr. Seuss's.
and John Bon Jovi and James Bond Daniel Craig.
Okay.
We'll share some very famous birthdays.
Okay. I'm not a fan of John Bon Jovi at all, so.
Huh. You don't like living on a prayer?
Come on. He does own an arena football team.
That doesn't help.
They still have arena football.
Yeah. And the CFL apparently is still going on.
Yeah, I know about the CFL.
It's because those Canadians will watch anything.
Joe's a big John Bon Jovi fan.
I like Bon Jovi. I saw them in concert. They put on a good show.
I just never got into that. I mean, that whole 80s hair band stuff, that just didn't work for me.
Well, you are a little older than I am, so.
Yeah, you are a little older than us.
We went through it.
We were in junior high when Bon Jovi hit. What was worse than Bon Jovi, though, and I'll just say my piece on this because certain people, my brother, and a few of our friends, became big fans of Poison.
Poison has one good song, and it's the only song that isn't actually sound like a Poison song.
I don't even know. I wouldn't even know they had a good song. I just couldn't get past the fact that
they wore makeup.
It's the way they wore the makeup. Mm. It's like it was perfectly put on. I mean,
they had a lot of practice. They wore it every day.
I mean, you take them and you put them next to Twisted Sister.
Yep.
Who didn't really care about how they put their makeup on?
Well, Twisted Sister was kind of like a spoof on the whole hairband makeup thing.
I was
but here's the thing, they wore full makeup every single night and still got more girls
than
a ton of guys that never put it on. I can tell you, they could definitely put makeup on better than I can because I don't wear that stuff.
So that was it though on my news stories I came up with that just over the last couple of days I came across. Other than the fact that Kim Kardashian announced that she wants to have another baby with Kanye West.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And I think it's time we start one of those things at the WhiteHouse.org or whatever.
Online petitions?
Yeah, to prevent that from happening. I don't think any of us want to see them make another. What would they call this one? South?
Probably.
Southwest? East West?
Wicked Witch of? I don't know. But, I know I sent you guys a list of some things to potential talk about. Maybe potential another hot button issue, sort of. I don't know if Joe's a fan of the comic book movie genre, but the Fantastic Four, the new casting.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
Oh, all right. Are you familiar with the Fantastic Four?
Yep.
All right, just checking.
That's what, like, the Thing and the Flame Guy.
Oh, my God. See, I'm like, I'm talking to my wife right now. And this is that one guy that, you know, has.
No,
really
the Thing. Isn't that his name?
The Flame Guy is called the Human Torch.
The Human Torch, all right. And Mr. Incredible, right? Is that?
Yeah. No.
No?
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
The Incredibles is a Disney movie.
Well, those of us who used to read the comic books, we actually refer to them by their... It's weird because I've never heard anybody refer to Mr. Fan. It was always people just referred to him as the character named Reed Richards, which was his real Neil name. They always referred to him.
Reed. Yeah.
Reed or Johnny Storm, which would be the...
Yeah.
Sue Storm.
The Flame Guy.
Yeah.
But they recently announced the new casting. Previously, it wasn't very good, the previous ones. I guess we can say that.
It wasn't the best effort they could have put out.
Despite the fact they had Jessica Alba in the movie, which would probably be the one redeeming quality, even though, as you said, she wasn't a very good actress.
Yeah, she's not really a good actor in anything.
I don't care. She just doesn't
put it
have
on, just put it on mute and like just watch it.
She doesn't have to say anything.
Well, the outfits were pretty skin tight, so that's why you watched.
Much like the way I used to watch the Mexican soap operas.
Like, I don't speak Spanish, but I don't know what's going on.
That's what I used to say. Yeah, I want to learn to speak Spanish. Like, come on, Mexican soap operas. And no, they recently announced, and there's two glaring casting. Like, I don't know any of these actors from anything that they did, but there's two right off the bat that jump out to me as potential issues for us comic book aficionados. And one, and I apparently I've been told, based on what I've been reading, if I have a problem with this casting, they're saying now that I'm a racist. Because they're casting Johnny Storm with Michael B. Jordan, who is a black dude,
mm-hmm.
and Sue Storm. They're going sticking with a white girl.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be brother and sister. The problem I have is if you're going to go that route, you should probably cast them the same.
Yeah.
Because unless you're going to do something like, and I probably won't see the movie anyways, but unless you're going to kind of wink and nod at this type of thing where, you know, they introduce themselves as brother and sister and some guy jokes says, oh, I can see the resemblance or something like that to kind of smooth it over. But, man, it's like, I don't like it when they take stuff that's in the comics and they just start changing it. Like, and the other casting thing I don't like is that Jamie Bell is the guy who's going to become the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy probably weighs about 160 pounds, maybe.
If that.
The original, the thing character that plays Bangor, he was a college football lineman.
Oh, yeah, then that's not going to work.
You're about 100 pounds short yeah. of what Ben Grimm should look like. And I mean, and I, like I said, I don't know if these are good actors or not, but I just have problems. I had problems with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's about a foot too tall and not hairy enough.
He makes a good Wolverine,
I think. Yeah, I think he makes a good Wolverine.
He's too tall.
He's well too tall. You can't make everything perfect. With those... Back to the Fantastic Four.
All right.
Let's not go on a big tangent here about Wolverine.
Let me just say one thing. Wolverine was my favorite comic book character growing up, so I'm very specific on that.
All right, okay.
It'd be like if, you know, someone like screwed around with Batman.
Mad about Batfleck.
Batfleck, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, from what I've seen him in a few things before, and he is a pretty good actor so far. And the girl that's playing Sue Storm is, I think her name's Mara Rooney.
No, this is Kate Mara.
Kate Mara. That's okay. She is this. I think she's a sister of the girl that plays the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, I don't know, but okay.
She's in House of Cards right now, which I enjoy that show. It's a very good show. And these are all very young actors. They went 10 years younger than the previous set had come out. I don't know where they're gonna go. If they're trying to do a more modern take where, you know, we have blended families and, you know, they're from a different mom and a different dad, which is kind of understandable. But I don't think it's racist to say in the movie or in the comic books he was white. He was white. He was like, there's a million comic books out there with him as white. That's like if you tried to make Batman a black guy. He's not. He's been away the whole time. Or Superman, making, Indian or something. Like, it doesn't work.
Wait. Indian or Native American? Or either or?
Either. They're different.
Let's just point out.
Or Pakistani. I don't know.
Superman is an illegal alien. Let's just get that out.
He is an illegal alien. He is. He came to this... He doesn't have his proper documentation to work in this country.
He'll be able to get his license soon.
I think he can go to school in California.
Have they addressed... I don't read Miko! I don't read DC Comics at all. Did they ever, like, make him, like, take the citizenship test or whatever?
I don't think so.
Because that would be... I don't know. But, yeah, the other thing, too, would be... Hey! Miko! God damn you. It would also be like making Winter Soldier, the Black Falcon, a white guy. But I have a beef with the Black Falcon and Winter Soldier that's coming out. I wanted 70s Black Falcon with the bell-bottom pants and the cape. That's the one I grew up with. That's what I wanted to see. When they said they were going to bring him in, I was like, this is going to be awesome. The mask with the bell. I was like, that's going to be just badass. And I'm looking at this... like mechanical suit now. I'm like, this sucks.
Nope.
I want real
I just say, out of the whole Marvel movies that came out, the first Captain America is probably my least favorite out of all of them because it was just boring. Boring. But this new one, I've seen, it has Robert Redford in it. It looks a lot more interesting with a lot more action in it. So I'm hopeful that I won't hate Captain America as much as I do right now.
I don't know.
My wife hates Thor.
And why does your wife hate Thor?
Because she thinks he's misogynistic. And I said, it's because he's a demigod. Yeah. And he can do whatever he wants to do.
He's a freaking Viking of sorts.
Exactly. Well, he's Australian in real life, but...
Well, same difference.
You could have made my vampire Eric be him, and he would have really been a Viking.
Can I just jump back to this whole Wolverine thing? Because I still got to get some stuff off my chest.
Get it out, Dan.
All right. I also didn't... Well... Okay. The other issue I have, and I had pointed this out to several people, they say, well, who would you have play Wolverine? I said, Russell Crowe. Because Russell Crowe has Wolverine's personality naturally. Because he drinks and he fights all the time. That's Wolverine. I actually read an article where I guess they originally approached Russell Crowe to play Wolverine. And based on his response, that's why they decided to go elsewhere. Because he said he would love to play Wolverine, but he wants to play him bald. A bald Wolverine.
I had read that he refused the part, that he wouldn't do it.
Is that what that's what I read. Well, again, maybe he's changing his story.
I had read that they had approached three or four different people before they finally decided on Hugh Jackman. The only issue that I have is, and I guess, you know, he is an actor, so that he has many different facets to him, but if you've ever actually seen Hugh Jackman, like, live, he does this Broadway show where he does this musical thing where he's singing and dancing and
flipping
around all over the stage and everything, and you're like, that's Wolverine? But I enjoy the movies. The Wolverine movies on their own, I did not think were the greatest movies, but I enjoy him in the X-Men movies.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I ain't gonna go there. I'm gonna stop. I ain't gonna talk about how awful those were.
He's a very central part in this new X-Men movie that's coming out.
Explain to me how Angel, an original X-Men, doesn't come out until the third X-Men movie.
Talk to Bryan Singer. I don't know. I'm not the director.
Sorry, I'm not gonna go there. I collected X-Men, so I was very disappointed. I watched like 20 minutes of the first one, and then I'm like, "This is garbage," and I changed it and never watched again.
You got to think. There's a good movie, to where someone that doesn't know anything about it or has a limited knowledge about the series can watch it and go, "It's a good movie." And then there's movies that are very true to the comic books, which normally not a lot of people like.
Yeah. Agree to disagree. Now, Joe, I know you're getting a bit excited, though, because of a new Godzilla movie coming out.
You seen me post that on Facebook?
I saw your post. I didn't get to watch the trailer. Perhaps you can break it down, because I never was a Godzilla fan.
Oh, I used to love it. I used to love, like, the old ones, that horrible, the guy in the suit stepping on, like, the Monopoly board or whatever.
But,
Mothra, yep. Mecha Godzilla, all of them. Yeah, I used to just love Godzilla when I was younger, so I'm a little excited. I didn't like the Godzilla movie they made a few years ago with was it Matthew Broderick, I think his name was, and I thought that was kind of a bit cheesy. And then, you know, Japan even
said, a fan of the original Godzilla movies.
But they like went away from it, you know, they went away from all the stories. So it's like him come in and like he didn't have anybody. Another to fight or anything. He's just coming over and wrecking havoc, you know.
I saw the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if
I haven't seen that.
I saw it, yeah.
I'm sold on it because it's got a raccoon. No, yeah, a raccoon shooting, like, machine guns.
Yep.
I mean, that can't get any better than
Rocket
that.
Rocket raccoon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
And that, and they had, the just in the previews, the funniest thing where they were talking about the guy who, was it Star-Lord?
Oh yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he refers to himself as the in the preview he's talking about, you know, who refers to him as Star-Lord, and the guy goes himself, and it's kind of a little funny joke. But from what I heard, and this might be one of those things because I never read the comic book series, I know a guy at work who was a fan, and he is not happy because apparently they neglected, like, all of the original Guardians of the Galaxies. Apparently, Star-Lord had some crazy costume and all kinds of weird stuff, and that's all gone, and they went with, like, the newer version, and he's not happy with it. So, I said, well, screw it. I didn't see it, so I don't care.
Yep.
So, I guess we will accept that, but, so I'll make the exception in this case because it just looks awesome. Let's see. What else was on our list?
Yeah, you had, like, Oscar.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about some Oscars because that's coming, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Ellen DeGeneres is hosting for the second time.
I won't watch the
Oscars. In a row? Or
no, time? She hosted 7 years ago, I think. She's hosting again.
I never watched the Oscars. They put me to sleep. You know?
Now, anyone seen any of the movies nominated for Best Picture this year?
I saw one of them.
I didn't see any of them.
I wanted to see American Hustle. I heard it was good. I can't watch that. Like, was it based in like the 70s or something?
That's why I can't watch it. 70s are just awful.
I wanted to see that one.
But yeah, he wants to see some here.
From the 70s. Yeah.
Wait. 70s Black Falcon was awesome. Seen a bunch of just cheesy lip gloss, big hair, whatever. I'm done with that. I'm glad I can barely remember the 70s. But I didn't see any of them.
I saw Gravity. That's the only one that I saw, which I was bored to death.
Really?
I wanted to shoot myself in the head when I got out of that. And my wife loved it, thought it was amazing. So boring. And there's so many errors in that movie. I'm watching and I'm going, no, that would not happen. No. And why is she wearing two different pairs of underwear? Like, there's just so many filming errors that I'm like, she's supposed to be in the same exact outfit. This is one day. This is happening over. So she, in one scene, she's in this pair of underwear. And the next scene, she's in a completely different pair of underwear. And you're like,
who? So she's walking around in her underwear?
Uh-oh.
It's a good movie.
I think you just sold Joe.
But I'm like, when's this underwear scene coming up?
It's very far in the movie. It's not worth it.
You wouldn't make it, Joe.
No, I wouldn't make it.
You wouldn't make it.
Fall asleep.
No, when I saw the previews for that movie, I was like, man, that's going to be one boring-ass movie. What I was trying to figure out, though, is what is the criteria for a movie to be nominated for Best Picture? Because I would not, off the whole list, there's none I really, maybe Wolf of Wall Street because it's got Jonah Hill and I kind of like him. I would have went to see.
Right, so let's go over the nominees first.
Okay.
All right. So the nominees for Best Picture are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, and I never even heard of.
I never heard of that either.
This is the one with Joaquin Phoenix is in it, and he falls in love with the voice that's Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson's voice, I remember that.
Oh, how's that even get nominated?
I don't know.
Well, it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Nah.
Well, first, I think...
Or should I say Joaquin.
In order to be nominated, there's a couple criteria, I think. One is that these are movies that you should want to go see because you will learn something about something that happened in the past and they have like a good message, but you don't want to go see them because you don't think you're going to be very entertained because they're about history and things that actually happen. And out of that, I think Dallas Buyers Club and 12 Years a Slave fall into that category. Captain Phillips is also based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people will go see anything that Tom Hanks does. And he gets nominated for almost everything that he does because the Academy loves Tom Hanks.
Too bad he never won an Emmy for his work on Bosom Buddies, though.
That was the best show. I love that show. I would fall in love with Scarlett Johansson, too.
Scarlett Johansson doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
No, I'm not a fan of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
She's good to go from the neck down.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I like her in the Avenger movies. She seems like she could kick my butt, and I kind of like that.
Well, I did see her in, which I think should have been nominated for something, which would have been Don John.
I didn't actually see that. I did want to see that.
That movie was really good. And
the following is a Podsmack special presentation.
I have a very special guest with me today, Sammy Jacks himself, Samuel Jackson. First, I'd like to thank you for coming on this podcast of ours. It's a really big deal to have an actor of your magnitude and stature on the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, are you a regular listener, downloader of this podcast?
Fuck no.
Would it have killed you to say yes?
You're right, motherfucker.
Okay, first question. Does it bother you if someone mistakes you for Lawrence Fishburne?
I used to ignore it.
So if you were out on the street and someone came up to you and said, hey, I loved you in The Matrix.
They deserve to die and I hope they burn in hell.
Moving on. Aside from Lawrence Fishburne, are there any other celebrities that you're mistaken for?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
If I were to ask you which celebrity I resemble, you would say?
Porky Pig.
That was a little uncalled for.
You want to move on to another question?
Now, I hear you're working on a new film with Lawrence Fishburne. Can you give our listeners a brief synopsis of the movie?
It's the most exciting love story you'll see this year.
That sounds quite titillating.
It's already causing a shitstorm online.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank Samuel Jackson for coming in and talking with us. And I would like to present you with this official Podsmack t-shirt.
I want a purple one.
I'm sorry, but the Podsmack t-shirts don't come in purple.
I want a purple one.
This was a Podsmack exclusive.
Yeah.
What was it? There was a movie that Angelina Jolie was in like that, and she was literally in the movie for about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But she is, like, on the poster is big. I forget which movie it was.
Well, did you hear in Italy who's on the poster, or it was a big deal, who's on the poster for 12 Years a Slave?
Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
All right, so not having seen any of these movies, and me having only seen one... What you want to throw out a prediction as to who's gonna win?
It's gonna be American Hustle.
Yeah, they seem to love that. That's all over everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think that they like to go with the message picks.
I don't know.
They went with Argo last year, which I did see.
Argo was good.
It was a good movie.
And
again,
actually,
true story.
So. Yep.
Actually, no, but.
Or based on a true story, I should say.
Well, I was just looking at, like, that's why I sent you guys a list of the past winners for, like, the last 10 years or whatever. I think I've only saw two or three of the movies, and that's it. And of those, like, for example, Slumdog Millionaire, I didn't see until, like, 6 years afterwards, and it was okay, but Best Picture, I
still haven't seen that.
I liked Slumdog Millionaire.
Would you call it one of the best pictures you saw of that year?
I'm not even sure what year it came out, so yeah, it could have been a horrible year for movies, you know.
Okay, what else was that? Was in 2008. They had Benjamin Button's Milk, The Reader. I don't even know what the hell that's about. Again,
it's
I don't
about someone that reads, Dan. Jeez.
But
I saw Milk. That was a very good movie. That had Sean Penn in it.
I guess the one that won from 2006 was The Departed, so I have to agree with that. That movie was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio gets killed in the movie made it even better. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. But anybody hasn't seen it. Sorry.
Leonardo gets capped. Everyone gets capped in it except for Marky Mark.
As it should be.
Yes.
As it should be. Life should go on with Marky Mark, I believe.
Have you seen any of his new reality show with his brothers?
The Wahlburgers?
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't have cable, so I don't get to watch these things like you guys do.
Oh, wow. It's interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's like...
I'll catch it on Netflix when it comes out next year. I'm sure I won't miss anything.
Nah, you're not going to miss anything. It's a reality thing, so...
In reality, we mean scripted.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's actually a real restaurant, though.
Yeah,
it's not
they
like
got a couple of them.
Yeah, it's not like these Beverly Housewives or whatever it is.
Ugh, don't get me started.
Those shows are horrible.
And again, the one that... Actually, we haven't seen an episode in a while, but there's one that... the one that shall not be named on the podcast, because if I name her name, she will kill me, and I have to go and edit it out. But she was watching only because it frustrates her. I don't know why she... puts herself through it. The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
That's like watching the clips. The one they had one on MTV where it was like the Sweet 16 party or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my all super these rich, Sweet 16, my, yeah. Well,
nice that you guys both know the name of that show. Good job.
I have a daughter, yeah.
Every time I watch that, I was like, oh my goodness, I have no way that's ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, they all try to outdo each other. Yeah.
My remote was dead, so I couldn't change. By the way, that would fall under one of those categories of guilty pleasures. We talk about stuff that... The thing that gets me is that, you know, I watch this, I'm looking, they're calling them the rich kids. I'm like, they're all in their mid-20s at least. They're not kids anymore. Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
Well, they have affluenza. Yo. They're not responsible for their actions.
And the, I'm just going to leave that alone because there's nothing. It's just awful. But fortunately, I think we saw 3 episodes and hopefully no more. But, so I guess that kind of segues into one thing I asked you guys, because I got Lent starting Wednesday, and for those who don't know, that's what masochistic Catholic people do themselves for about 6 to 6.5, 7 weeks a year, is we have to give something up. So that got me thinking about my guilty pleasures and what I'm going to have to be giving up, and I asked you guys if you had anything, and I'm going to start off with typically what I give up with in Lent is I used to give up caffeine and my Diet Coke, and that would make other people miserable because I would no longer be caffeinated.
Yep, I was your roommate. Yep, I remember.
You know, it took me about 3 days after the caffeine headache wore off.
Yeah.
So then I switched over to giving up chocolates and sweets, and I'm going to cut back because now that makes someone else very upset, because when I say I can't do this, it affects them in a way. So I'm going to just give up chocolate this time. Just chocolate, which brings me to one of the things I love the most. And I don't know if you guys, are you guys a fan of chocolate ice cream? Anyone?
Chocolate ice cream.
Joe, you don't like chocolate?
No,
that
not really.
What's wrong with you? What are you, vanilla ice cream guy?
Yep.
What the All
right. My favorite ice cream is Friendly's Butter Crunch. That's my favorite.
That is an obscure pick. I do enjoy that one, though. Like, I like how the little pieces kind of got that mushy stuff around them. It's really good.
I'm going to have to go get some of them.
The best chocolate ice cream I've ever had is SoCo Creamery's. They call it Dirty Chocolate. Absolutely, you can't get any more chocolate crammed into this. It is like... And the only time I could find it, it's starting to make its way, but it was in the Berkshires, which, again, if people don't know, that's a good 45 minutes to an hour at least away from here. We would have to go out there, and I would go out once a summer just to get some. And it was just like the best thing ever. Now, some of the restaurants around here are getting it, and I think I found a place that might actually sell it by the pint. But
Have you tried the Big E in East Hampton? Because they have a huge selection of obscure pints of ice cream.
I went on their website, and there's a place supposedly in Hoyoke, Pat's Fine Foods, that sells it. Mm. So I'm going to have to try there. Yeah. But, of course, I won't be able to do it till after my Lent's over.
After, was that Easter?
Yeah.
We can go get some for Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to eat a lot then.
There you go.
I'm going to try to get some for you guys to try, because it's just absolutely, if you're a chocolate ice cream fan, there isn't any better. I have a friend at work that, when she discovered it too, it was like, that's it. There's really no comparison.
Now, is there stuff in the ice cream, or is it just flavor of ice cream?
It's a flavor, but apparently they use like 3 different types of chocolates that they put in there, and it's just absolutely like, I've never had, the only thing I've had better than the Dirty Chocolate is the time they went with the Dirty Chocolate with either it was like Oreo cookies in there. They did one, and I like Oreo cookies.
Which are vegan, by the way. Do you know you're eating vegan cookies?
Yes. Yes. That was actually, that was going to be a quiz I was going to throw at chocolate.
I would have got that wrong. I would have never known that.
That was going to be one of my quiz questions. You ruined it for me. I had a list. I saw that, probably the same thing you saw online. This was it 7 or whatever food, vegan-friendly foods that you didn't know?
Yep. I've actually knew because my boss's daughter has allergy to, like, everything.
Okay.
She's allergic to dairy, soy, nuts, everything. So you can, I made her a Christmas bark with these dairy-free chocolate chips and Oreo cookies, so she can actually eat them.
Dairy-free chocolate, that must be nasty.
It's just chocolate. It's dark chocolate. Dark chocolate doesn't have any dairy in it. Milk chocolate does.
But you have to cut dark chocolate, and you need to, like, I can only go, I think, 60 or 70%. I can't go much more than that.
But bittersweet chocolate doesn't have dairy in it.
Yeah, but that's like what you're talking, that's like 80-90%.
No, it's like special dark or whatever.
Oh, I think just a little bit. Well, whichever. So I was like, oh, but you know why they went vegan friendly? It was also, they're also kosher friendly.
So, I'm not sure if they all are or just some of them are, but yeah.
Oreos. Well, the Oreos are, because apparently they use some type of pig lard or whatever. They used to use like pig fat to make the Oreo cookies, which tells why I probably liked them so much as a kid.
It's probably too expensive to do that now.
I don't know, but yeah, I was going to save that up, so now I'm going to have to throw that one out. We'll have to go back to MacGyver or A-Team.
Yeah, because I definitely would have got that wrong.
that's the fun. It's not fun if you get them right. Yeah. It's fun when I get to throw it in your face. Wrong, loser! Yeah. Yeah, talk about that fantasy football trophy now.
Oh, you want to see it again?
No, I'm good. I'll
pull it up again.
I guess one of my other food-related ones, like if I was going to have my Last Supper, and this is going to sound maybe odd to most people, but there's a certain pizza from a certain place with certain toppings on it. That's it. If I could eat that every day, I would. And that's up at Paradiso Pizza in Northampton.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar?
Pizza no. Paradiso?
Yeah. I like they got like the thin crust and the wood fire oven.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a special there. I get my pizza. I go hamburger, bacon, spinach, and gorgonzola cheese. That's it. It's awesome. And it's got spinach in it, so I say it's good for
so
me.
So it's healthy.
It cancels out the bacon. And that's that. No, but it's great. And I would eat that every single day of the week if I could.
Wow.
If you like thin crust pizza, I'm telling you, that's where you gotta go. Now, the negative side is they usually charge too much and they give you too small pizza. Yeah. But, yeah, I probably eat too much anyway, so.
Well, it's Northampton.
Yeah. So, before I get into rest, do you guys have any?
Well, I have a lot of things that my wife thinks I should be guilty about, but I'm not. I would say one of my guilty pleasures is in the summer when it's too hot and you don't really want to cook, I'll go to Friendly's and get a Jim Dandy and eat that for my dinner. I know you shouldn't do it. I feel bad about it. Yeah. But it's got bananas and strawberries in it, so yeah. That's good for you.
I can honestly say I've never had a Jim Dandy sundae in my life.
No?
No.
It's great. Along with the ice cream thing, I would also say that when you get the pint of ice cream, it tells you that there's 4 servings in there.
Yeah.
But they're wrong. I don't know who's measuring these servings, but that's 1 serving.
Yes.
It's a single container.
It's in 1 container.
It fits in my hand, and I have small hands, so anything that fits in my hand is a serving, so I'll eat the whole thing. And sometimes I'll feel bad about it after. Sometimes I won't. So.
Yep.
And did you see the new Ben & Jerry's they're coming out with?
No.
They've got new Ben & Jerry's coming out where there are a different ice cream on each side and a core of fudge in the middle.
Oh, nice.
There's like four different flavors coming out.
Oh, I'm going to have to go find this.
It's like eating a sundae, but you get the fudge with every scoop. Mm. That's genius.
That's a little too much for me, if you can believe that.
Yep. Well, I'm not Catholic, but I am going to give up. I'm going to try it.
You're going to try?
I'm giving up candy for Lent for the time.
All right.
But I didn't know it started Wednesday. I was thinking it started Friday. But I can go another 2 days.
All right. Well, let's break it down for you, Joe, because I'll explain to you the rules of Lent, because you're unaware. Lent is 40 days.
Yep.
Technically, you could take Sunday off because you're not supposed to fast on the Sabbath.
All right, what are the other rules?
The other rules are on Ash Wednesday, which would be...
I'm not getting dirt put on my head.
No. Not saying that. Not saying that. But on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during the Lent, no meat. You're not allowed to eat meat. Can you do that, Joe?
You can eat fish.
Can you eat chicken?
No.
No chicken. No chicken, no red meat. You can eat fish, and you can eat... A lot of people do like cheese pizza or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No meat, though. No meat, no chicken.
No meat at all?
No. It's not easy, trust me.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be easy. That's tough.
Yeah. So if you want to give it a shot, I'd like to see if you can make it. In fact, Maybe that'll be our next contest. People can tell me how many days Joe's going to last participating in Lent.
So no meat on Ash Wednesday and on Fridays.
And on Fridays. Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah. Although, I will say it's a lot easier than being... Participating in Lent's a lot easier than being Muslim, I believe.
Yeah.
Because they have, when they on their holy holidays and stuff.
Oh, Ramadan? My friend is Muslim. When she does Ramadan, let me tell you, she'll tell you right out. She goes, I am a beast to be around. She can't have caffeine. She can't have food. The only thing she can have is a little bit of water until sundown.
Sun up till sundown, you gotta fast. And when it happens in the summer, that's gotta suck.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'd be able to do that in the winter.
During the summer.
Yeah. Well, I think their calendar floats a little differently. It changes.
Well, the last couple of years, it's been during the summer because she's had a long time. We had to meet her at dinner one time. It was like 8:30 before we could eat.
Screw that. I'm just happy.
There's a lot of other rules. Like, they can't eat bacon.
I know.
That's why I could never be.
You know, it's same thing with being Jewish. They can't eat bacon either. You think maybe if...
What if it was kosher?
No, kosher bacon.
I know.
That would be something to market, though. Yo. I'm sure Fonz would be like, finally, kosher bacon. Yo.
Well, my friend did find some kind of... It wasn't pork bacon. It was made from some animal that they could eat, and they made bacon out of it. I was like, that's not bacon.
That's not bacon, though.
Turkey bacon is not bacon. Nope.
It wasn't turkey. It was some other red meat.
But it's just whatever they make it up. Like, we talked about this before with the Subway cold cuts.
Oh, yeah. It's
just
not real.
Just because you call it bacon, don't make it bacon. Yeah. Oh, just jumping away because I'll get back to this thing, but I have a little bet with the missus. I should say we're going to have to do this challenge. Apparently, I told her, like, I could actually, with like, say, different cuts of steak, you know, how you have your tenderloin and your, like, skirt steak versus, I said, I could blindfold it. I could just eat each piece and tell you which one is which. And she doesn't think that's possible.
I don't think you can either.
I absolutely can.
Yeah, you can tell.
Absolutely.
I don't think you can do it.
Thank you, Joe. I know what you're doing, Joe. I appreciate it.
Let's do it this Friday.
Yeah. Screw you. No, but she just can't buy into. She thinks all beef tastes similar.
No,
absolutely not. The
doesn't.
Texture is completely different between
all that's the big thing, yeah.
It has to be cooked properly.
Oh, that's what I said. I said you can't cook the hell out of it so it's dry and a piece of rubber, but I said, you could douse it with steak sauce, too, and I'll tell you what it is, because I love these.
Yeah, just from the texture alone.
Yeah. So, all right. Quickly back, a couple guilty pleasures as far as, like, of hobbies or TV viewing. I would say back in the day, for me, it was definitely professional wrestling, because whenever I would tell people I would watch it, you could see their eyes roll on.
Yep.
And I haven't watched it in ages, but, you know, that was one of the things. And then my other thing, and I just to this day, I like watching your Jackass type of stuff, but especially the one thing that brings joy to me every time is seeing people get tased. I love it because, you know what, every single person that gets, I would say, not me, 95% of the people that get tased deserve it in some way or another, whether they're doing something they shouldn't or they're too stupid to realize what's going to happen. And I just get, I'm giddy like a little schoolgirl.
You mean like if you're watching Cops or something and somebody gets tased?
I love that. I also love it when someone's drunk and they're with their friends. They're like, oh, why don't you shoot me with a taser? I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. let me see this and I'll watch it and I'll laugh and I'll, you know, start it again. I'll just keep watching and I'm like, oh, look at this, and, you know, and I get the "what's wrong with you" look, but I don't. That's just what I am. But you got your occasional Joe. I know what one of yours is. I know you're not ashamed about it.
Nope, I'm not ashamed. What am I, soap opera? You talking
about?
Yeah,
General Hospital.
I used to watch it.
Yep. I DVR it so I don't miss it.
And Joe also posts on his Facebook status when he's watching General Hospital.
Yeah, it comes on. It used to come on at 3, so I could, you know, I'd only miss like the first 10 minutes. So, but now it comes on at 2, so I'd miss the whole thing because of work, so I have to DVR it. So, but General Hospital and probably, I don't know, Dragon Ball Z, you know? You could watch Dragon Ball Z no matter when it comes on.
Yeah. Do they still have episodes of that?
It's all reruns. It's all old stuff now.
Yeah. Shannon, you got anything? I'm gonna go back after Joe's soap opera in a minute.
I used to watch it with my grandparents. Yeah. I used to back in it where Jagger was on it. It was Antonio Sabato Jr. He was on it, so I used to watch that. But I don't have a DVR, so I don't get it. If I had a DVR, I probably would keep up with that, but I don't. But I don't really feel guilty about the shows that I watch because I like them. So I watch things like The Vampire Diaries, which is, again, it's like teenage kind of thing. But I don't feel bad about it. It's a good show. I like it. But I don't really watch reality TV that much, but I do watch that show, The Sister Wives. And I know a lot of people don't like that kind of stuff, but I find it very interesting. So, I
like watching a National Geographic type of interesting, where you're observing how someone can actually.
Well, I like watching it because it's completely different than the way anybody I know lives their life, and I think they should be able to live their life though. They're all consenting adults. I don't care what they do, but it's just funny to watch them because. You would think the guy would be a lot different, and he's just kind of a big dork.
I mean, I don't understand the thought process of any woman wanting to get involved in that type of thing. It just boggles my mind.
So, I've never seen this show or heard of it, but I'm assuming with that it's some guy married to a bunch of sisters?
No, he's a polygamist. Yep. He grew up Mormon, and he's from an offshoot of the regular Mormon.
Did you pronounce that correctly?
What?
Mormon? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Sorry. Mormon? I don't know.
Sorry, I was going to say.
My son was like, Mormon? I was like, Mormon. No, not Mormon. Mormon.
Really?
Pitch Perfect. Really? Oh, yeah. That's a guilty pleasure right now.
I have different ringtones for different people.
Hello? Oh, man.
Hello? Oh, we're still recording. And I just took a lot of crap over your ringtone. I'm okay. Alright, bye. Yes, I let her pick her ringtone. Sure. I have one for Joe.
Sure.
You want to hear Joe's ringtone?
Yep.
Sure.
I think it's still.
Is it Another One Bites the Dust?
It should be after that.
Yep.
Let me see. Continue. I will search down.
You want me just to call you?
Yeah, call me. I got to see what I left yours as. Because it's one of two that I left for you. Just to prove.
Sure. Right, where is he?
He's not in your favorites? Man.
Sure, I haven't even set that up.
Stop
yet.
That. I'm a little offended.
I haven't set that up yet.
I'm offended. Right,
here we go.
Oh no, you got a default one.
Oh man.
Oh, that's a special one.
Now he's offended.
Yep.
No, because you know which one I had? Well, let me bring them up, but that's not important. I got outed on my Pitch Perfect ringtone.
I love that movie. I own that movie.
It was a good movie.
They're making a Pitch Perfect 2?
I don't know if I'll see the sequel.
Very excited about it. Anyway, Sister Wives, the guy's Mormon. He grew up Mormon, and he believes in polygamy. So he married this one woman. They had a kid. I think she got sick or something, and they got another wife, which is why they're called sister wives.
They're kind of like
sisters, but they're not really sisters.
Yep.
So he ends up with, he just married a fourth one. So they have four wives now. So they lived in Utah. Now they live in Las Vegas because Utah people were trying to come after him for being a polygamist, which they only get married legally to the first wife.
All right.
They're spiritually married to the rest of them. So I don't really care. As long as they're consenting adults, I don't have a problem with it. I don't like the whole Warren Jeffs thing where he's marrying 14-year-olds and stuff like that. That's disgusting. They're not of age or consent. There's no way that should be legal. It's not okay. But believe me, if he wants to put up with four women yelling at him all the time, let him.
All right. This was supposed to be the ringtone for Joe. Your eyes so blue.
Nice.
Just kidding, Joe. Sorry, no, I had the Mumra theme for you.
Oh, all right.
And then I downloaded the wrong one. I downloaded one that was in Spanish.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense to me. So, just really quick, I want to slam Joe for his... he likes soap operas.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. I'm just trying to go over the fact. No, but there was one soap opera I used to watch back in college, and that was All My Children.
All My Children, yeah.
And there was two reasons why, I guess you could say. Oop. Sarah Michelle Gellar,
yep.
And Kelly Ripa.
I was trying to remember which one that was. Is that the one with the lady that has the crazy alter ego when it's the same
Janet
woman and they keep going back and forth?
I don't know.
She's like an evil twin.
That might have been One Life to Live.
I think this one was One Life to Live.
Yeah.
My grandparents, obviously, we lived in a house, my grandparents lived in one part of the house and we lived in the other, and they didn't work anymore, so I would come home from school and I would watch the soap operas with them, unbeknownst to my mom, who found out later that as like a little 10, 11 year old, I was watching these soap operas with my grandparents. Learned a lot on those soap operas. And we'd watch One Life to Live and General Hospital. I don't think we watched All My Children.
Yeah.
Well, from there, then it went to after, because that's the first time I got to see Sarah Michelle Gellar, and went to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV series.
I like
Buffy. I love that, and I don't care what Joe's giving me that look now. I know.
He used to watch that all the time.
Did you watch it? Or?
No, you used to
watch it. I got all seven seasons on DVD.
Now, did you watch Angel?
I watched Angel. The only disappointment I had was season 6 of Buffy. That was awful because they did that musical episode, and I hate musicals.
Yep.
And I didn't like the bad guys because they were lame. They were just normal guys. And then Angel had that weird, bizarre... Right about the same time, they had this bizarre thing where his kid ended up having... Oh, it was just weird. I don't want to get into it. Did you any...
I've seen Buffy before. I just don't clearly know the seasons as well as you do.
Okay. Part of Angel, he somehow has a kid, which vampires aren't supposed to have kids. He has a kid. And that kid grows, basically comes and hates Angel for, we won't get into the reasons, but somehow he knocks up the girl that Angel is trying to get with. And they have like an evil demon baby. And it just got like so bizarre. And I was just like... All right, fast forward this season, and then I got the last season, which was awesome, where it was a lot of slaying and killing. And... Anyways, I'm going to probably delete most of this off, because we're not going to talk about Angel.
Yeah, I was going to say, this really doesn't sound too interesting.
I'm telling you, Angel is awesome.
I'm just not into those kind of shows. So.
Yeah, I like him on Bones, too.
He's good on Bones. I'm going to tell you, I bet you if Joe watched some of episodes of Buffy, he would be in.
It's a good show.
I'd probably have to see it from the beginning.
It's a lot better than the storyline.
Keep going all the way through the whole.
There is a couple rough issues where they decide to do some weird things, I don't know. I won't go there.
They all go through high school and then they go through college, and somewhere around the line, Willow becomes a lesbian, which is weird. But Well, I thought it was a good show. My wife hates Sarah Michelle Gellar because apparently her ex-husband is related to her and she's a biatch, apparently.
I don't care. She seems nice. I cut her a break.
Is she even doing anything?
Having kids? I don't know.
She had that show Ringer on last year,
no,
I think.
That was a couple years ago, but she's doing a show with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. That got canceled, didn't it?
Did it? I don't know. It was pretty bad.
I don't know if it got canceled or it's going to, but
probably the crazy
ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I tried watching some of that because both someone and myself are Sarah Michelle Gellar fans, and we tried watching it, and I don't know, Robin Williams was just old, and it wasn't funny.
Mork and Mindy was classic. You shouldn't try to go back and do another comedy after you did something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like Mork and Mindy.
Ugh. Again, are you un-American?
Yes, I am. I didn't like Mork and Mindy. I thought that was awful.
You like Bosom Buddies, but you didn't like Mork and Mindy?
I like Bosom Buddies until they started their own business. Like they
kind of jumped the shark there.
Which made me ask the question, okay, everyone knew now that they weren't, had to dress up. Why they keep dressing up even after everyone knew? That was like, why? That was the question I asked. And then poor Peter Scolara.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
Call the other guy from Bosom Buddies.
The other guy.
The guy that's not Tom Hanks.
Man. You think Tom Hanks would have thrown him a bone or something, put him in a movie?
You would hope so.
Yeah, you never
Maybe
know
Maybe he has been in his movies, but we just don't recognize him.
He did Newhart after that, so I know roughly what he looks like. And I'm probably going to delete some of this out, too, now I'm thinking about it. No one likes Bliss and Buddies talks. Plus, we're running a little... We're already over an hour, so...
Was there any other guilty pleasures that you want to go
I got for? All kinds. I got all kinds.
Talk about food, television.
Yeah, I ain't going to go anymore, though.
Yeah, what were your other topics? Oh, books and activities.
Yeah, if you had anything like you like to do or read. Like, I don't read.
That should be a guilty pleasure.
I hate reading. It's too much effort. I'd rather just watch TV.
See, my guilty pleasure, in case my mom's listening, I like to read the Bible every day, you know.
I like to volunteer and help people out at the local shelter.
Did you want to do the local dirt bags of the week?
Oh, yeah, you got... Oh, we have a local dirt bag. See, I can cut out all this other stuff we were just talking about. Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, while you're pulling that up, something I didn't get ready for this week. It's almost ready. I have a very special interview that I'm working on.
Yep.
And it wasn't ready for this week, so it'll probably be ready for next time.
Wow, all right. So, semi-local dirt bags of the week. This is out of Worcester, which is about 45 minutes away from us, east of us.
Depending who's driving.
Yeah, depending on who's driving and if the pike is backed up or not. Two Worcester residents were arrested this week after police say they preyed upon a disabled woman who won a small jackpot on a scratch-off lottery ticket. So this woman's 48. She has cerebral palsy. She won $400 on a scratch-off lottery ticket, and apparently one of these dirt bags was in the gas station that she collected it at, followed her to her house, beat the crap out of her, and took her money.
Jeez.
We name names of dirt bags, so is there a name?
Let's see. We've got a... No, we don't have names. They didn't name the names.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Never mind. It says Dewad McKenzie and Wendy Laporte. So it was a woman and a man. So you are our scumbags of the week. Congratulations.
It's not scumbags, it's dirtbags. Actually, no, it's lowlifes.
Lowlifes. By the way,
oh, of course.
Disclaimer.
Of course,
yeah. Alleged.
So I guess we can sign it off for today. Shit, I don't know how I'm going to sign off now.
I don't know. I just got to go nurse this hangover.
My ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would.